always writing, always doing great stuff at awfulannouncing.com, where you can find a slew of information regarding BYU, or not BYU basketball, college football, college basketball. We're talking about just pop culture stuff as well, sports, everything. Alex Kenny, how the heck are you?
Hey, doing well, man. How about yourself?
We're doing good. It's a beautiful day here in Utah. We wanted to get a national perspective, talk about money, tapping the brakes on TV money in college sports. What inspired you to write this?
Well, you know, I think that we saw, especially once the conferences all started realigning everything, there would be these, kind of drips and drabs of news about these, you know, media deals that have been signed by these different conferences. And each time they were, you know, met with all this kind of fawning and everyone, talking about just how much more all these schools were going to be making and everything. And, you know, I think that we came down to it at the end here, and we've seen that really compared to where all the schools and conferences were when things started before all this, nothing's really changed. I mean, the SEC and Big Ten are still the biggest money makers. Really, you look at the Big 12 numbers, they're not that far behind. And the Pac-12 and ACC are still kind of dealing with a lot of the revenue issues that, and the, you know, exposure issues, I guess, that they've had all this whole time, even before all the conferences started realigning.
Yeah, the SEC network effect, you entitled one of the segments talking about the distribution of monies. They made a lot of money this last year. Everybody's pretty much very happy, smiling ear to ear in the SEC. We've talked about the Big Ten TV deal coming up in 2017. How valuable will that 2017 deal be, and who's got the leg up on the competitions? Fox Sports is coming in, ESPN, obviously the leader in sports entertainment, is always talked about. How valuable will that 2017 contract be as you look at all the monies that are being distributed to these other conferences?
Oh, well, I don't think there's any doubt about it that this is going to be just as big, in my opinion, as the SEC deal. You're talking about really the last major deal to be signed in this, you know, cycle. So this will be the last one that goes for, you know, I think probably 6 or 7 years after that. And what you have to keep in mind here is that Fox is looking to get, you know, even more of a toehold in the sports world, try to maybe, you know, continue to challenge ESPN. And they've already got that agreement with the Big Ten. As the majority partner actually in the Big Ten Network, they own 51% of it. So the interesting question here is, does Fox throw just an absurd amount of money at the Big Ten trying to get them to go exclusively in with Fox the way that ESPN has locked up the SEC and ACC? I get the feeling that there'll be some trepidation on the part of the Big Ten, maybe to do that, simply because if you look at some of the ratings numbers that have been floating around from Fox and FS1, you know, these aren't pulling in the same kind of numbers that you're seeing from the ESPN or ESPN2 or ABC. So I think that, you know, Fox might have to kind of convince the Big Ten that they can give them the same kind of level of exposure, I think, nationwide that they're getting right now with ESPN. But, you know, it certainly is kind of a looming possibility that Fox will just throw an insane amount of money at the Big Ten.
That's what I'm intrigued by. I'm wondering what the residual effects, the trickle-down effects will be for a team like BYU when the Big Ten renegotiates. How do you see this playing out? Can you see it affecting BYU, the content that they provide with a pretty good football team, and a solid basketball team as well, but we're talking football money here. How will that affect BYU and their potential renegotiating their contract with ESPN?
Well, I mean, the money is just going to keep trending up. Relative to everyone else, I doubt that it will, you know, really kind of, that there'll be a deal out there that will take BYU and elevate it, you know, well beyond any of the power conference teams for sure. you know, it's just kind of one of these deals where people keep seeing these new deals come in and think, oh, wow, this has, you know, changed everything or whatnot. But not really. We're talking about orders of magnitude here, but, you know, relative to the rest of the country, BYU will probably still be right around where it is now.
I think that disappoints many BYU fans. They're only guaranteed about $4 million, right? And you know, they get about 800,000 to 1.3 million per home game with ESPN. Granted, they've made more money than that just because they've been able to have some success in bringing some marquee games, having some, I think, marquee players as well. Mm-hmm. I have to wonder, what's the effect of having a personality that is marketable? For instance, Texas A&M, they could have won the same amount of games without Johnny Manziel, but would they have made as much money without Manziel having the exact same season?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any way. I mean, Manziel was a magnetic personality. He was a guy that drew eyeballs on TV, you know, put butts in the seats for the home game. And that was kind of a perfect storm. I mean, you know, it was the year that Texas A&M moved to the SEC, so their exposure, the enthusiasm around the program was already way up. And the Manziel phenomenon just kind of put that into another stratosphere. You know, BYU, I look back, you know, to some of the, you know, bigger names they've had in the past. The Jimmer Fredette, you know, I mean, I think that his presence there in the program definitely elevated their visibility nationwide. I mean, you know, if they could, you know, find a phenom along those lines, yeah, that would certainly help. But those guys are rare. The other issue there is, you know, keeping them also, there's the negative side of it too, you know, the Jameis Winston type issues where, you know, sometimes that doesn't always help if the guy is keeping his nose clean off the field.
Alan Kenny from awfulannouncing.com on with us here at Cougar Sports ESPN 960. You also mentioned that the biggest winner out of all this TV money, I think it's true just because they're the only other school outside of BYU that has been able to monetize and have success with their own TV network. The Longhorn Network bringing in a lot of money on top of whatever they're getting from the their Big 12 contract. Did they make out like bandits this last year or what?
Well, you know, financially, yeah. You know, the Big 12 distribution to its member schools was about $25 million per. Now, some of that was different depending on when you joined the league. But, you know, you take that $25 million, you add in the $15 million that's guaranteed to Texas from the Longhorn Network, and that's about $40 million bucks. I mean, you know, that's got to be the biggest haul of any school out there just for, you know, those TV, you know, and bowl deals, whatnot. Now, I mean, they made out well financially, but, you know, the exposure is still an issue there. I mean, you know, the Longhorn Network has had trouble getting carriage nationwide. You know, the ratings, I don't believe it's rated, but, you know, I can't imagine that ESPN is making any money on it right now. You know, I think from a little bit of an ego standpoint, that's probably kind of a tough blow for Texas.
I have to wonder why BYU, you know, when they go through all this negotiating again in 2017, 2018, you know, what's the best way for them to become more marketable? How can they garner more respect, more money with that ESPN contract or potential? Maybe it's Fox. I don't know. I would say that they're going to definitely go with ESPN just because ESPN has been a resource for scheduling. They've allowed them to schedule some of these home and homes, these home and neutrals, but in your opinion, how does a BYU football team make themselves more marketable to ESPN? How do they add more value to this up and coming contract in 2017-2018?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, I'm not as familiar with the intricacies of the BYU deal, but I mean, the first thing that you want to do, I think, is you've seen some of these contracts get kind of juiced up by, you know, playing these sides off of each other. You know, I mentioned how the Big Ten will be doing that with Fox. I don't know if BYU would have an opportunity to do something like that with a Fox or with, say, Comcast, for example. and trying maybe to see if they could push their numbers up that they'd get from ESPN. In terms of marketability, they're kind of on the right track there. They seem to be scheduling harder and trying to make an effort to schedule a lot of big games. They seem to be, pretty accommodating with ESPN in terms of working to get their games on TV and in front of people. So really, they just have to keep doing that. And, you look at a team like Boise State, they became a draw, a lot of ways because of, their kind of status as a BCS buster. But they got that status because the program was consistently excellent year in and year out. Their undefeated seasons, one loss season. BYU needs to go on those kinds of runs, and that will certainly, I think, improve the marketability.
Going back to your comments about the SEC and Big Ten being the most valuable, I have to wonder what type of effect that bringing in a coach like Jim Harbaugh to the Big Ten will have with those TV contracts. If he has a successful season, or not even this season, but say next season. He went 4-8, I believe, when he was at Stanford that first year. But if he kind of catches fire there at Michigan, that Big Ten with Urban Meyer as well, two of the most, I think, I don't know if you could say controversial, but most polarizing individuals in probably college football as coaches. But, I mean, they get a following. Everyone's following them on Twitter. Urban Meyer's coming out with like a team leadership coaching book now, and I'm sure everyone's going to buy it in college football.
And coaches.
And coaches and fans everywhere. They all want to know what Urban Meyer does to win all these football games to win national championship. But how will the addition of guys like Urban Meyer, Jim Harbaugh, add to the value of these TV contracts?
Well, I mean, you've got to imagine that, the Big Ten is praying that Michigan turns it around, because really, at the end of the day, it's good for the entire league to have at least, some enthusiasm around those marquee programs like Michigan. And that's been missing. I mean, they tried to kind of reboot with Brady Hoke, and that clearly just led to a lot of depression more than anything else. Mm-hmm. With Harbaugh, on top of him just being kind of an interesting and, like you mentioned, polarizing figure, he's also a really darn good football coach. So, you got to be hoping that Michigan gets back up into, a nationally elite-type program year in and year out. That will get back to drawing eyeballs to all the, Big Ten properties. On top of the, games that are nationally on ESPN and, the primetime games, you'll also have, the Big Ten Network. And some more interest there in Michigan is certainly not going to hurt their ratings and the number of people that are watching that Big Ten Network content.
Knowing what you know about the Big 12 TV deal, factoring in, some of the conference expansion talk, West Virginia's new AD talked about it, I think, yesterday. If there are two teams out there that will help the conference financially, then we are definitely open to that. Apart from BYU, are there any other schools that would add that value to the Big 12, in your opinion?
I have a feeling this is the question you guys are bringing me on to ask. Looking at it, that was kind of an interesting comment from the West Virginia athletic director, because of course they're hoping that someone comes in if it makes financial sense. Well, the number of schools that could do that, I'm not sure if there really are any. The names that get tossed around out there are schools like Cincinnati, Memphis, Houston, BYU, UCF. These really aren't the kind of marquee names that you want to add to your conference at this point right now to really bring up the value of those TV deals. And on top of that, splitting the distributions from the league from, the bowl games and whatnot, I mean, adding extra mouths to feed doesn't necessarily help. I don't see there really being any team out there right now that, stands much of a chance of adding much value to those
TV deals. Not even a BYU team, right?
Well, you know, BYU is an interesting case. You know, you've got such a loyal and you know, enormous fan base. But, you know, there are all the other kind of logistical issues that come along with that, too, in terms of spreading out the conference geographically. And, I mean, you know, like it or not, I think that there's also maybe some trepidation to, you know, gain involved with the administration just because of the connection to the church and the issues that, that I think that some people worry that that might bring, you know, just in terms of dealing with BYU's administration. But, you know, it's not to say, though, that BYU wouldn't necessarily be valuable or add value.
There you have it. Alex Kenny from Awful Announcing on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN. Sorry, I said Alex Allen. I apologize. Alan Kenny.
No, from, no worries, man. No worries.
From awfulannouncing.com on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. We appreciate you joining us, Alan. Great stuff. We look forward to doing it again.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you, Alan.